Larry Richard with our anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Back to school yesterday, over 20,000 just in Pittsburgh public school system, with many others following suit. And by the time we get to Tuesday of next week, everybody will be back at school. And one of the big questions a lot of parents have, and we've heard that there's been a slight spike in COVID cases, testing positive. Just where are we now, and what are the protocols as we get ready for this new school year? So joining us from the Independence Health System in just a moment will be Chief Medical Officer Dr. Carol Fox, and find out what they're seeing and what we can anticipate as we get through the first part of the school. You know, typically when kids go back to school, they get together and they bring whatever's around going around home. So it kind of spreads this time of year, no matter what it is. And we welcome Chief Medical Officer with the Independence Health System, Dr. Carol Fox. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. As a physician, as a mom, as somebody in this community, you know better than all of us kind of where we stand. So what is the current status of COVID in the region?
Well, it's certainly nowhere near what it was several years ago at this time, but there has been a slight uptick over the past month or so. So we are seeing a few more individuals with COVID. We're starting to see a few more in our hospitals. You know, we had gone for a period of time where we had somewhere between 0 and 3 patients across the 5 Independence hospitals, and currently we have about 15 patients. So it's, you know, it's gone up a little bit. Fortunately, most people are not requiring hospitalization, but we're also seeing more in the community in general. Individuals have traveled, they've been in, you know, crowded conditions, and they've contracted COVID-19.
So the question for a lot of parents, a lot of moms and dads, doctor, as you're aware, is, okay, what do we do with our kids now? What are the protocols if you suspect your kid has maybe a bad cold? Should you test? Do you test? And what do you do from there?
I would really encourage individuals to test if your child or yourself has what you believe to be an upper respiratory infection. You know, fortunately, COVID has been, in general, more tolerable by folks, but you're always worried about individuals who are at highest risk. So those grandparents or individuals who may be immunocompromised, other students, et cetera. So, you know, if you have symptoms, you should test. If you test positive, you should really follow CDC guidelines, which encourage you to stay at home until your symptoms are improved and you're no longer having fevers without the use of any kind of fevering lowering medications.
That's a very good point. And as a family physician, you also know this time of the year when kids get together, get in the classroom, you know, it kind of mixes up whatever's going around, usually comes back to the house anyway, right?
Correct. Correct. And again, you're always worried about other folks who might live at home. You know, kids are around their grandparents, they're around individuals who have, you know, serious illnesses. And those are the people that are most at risk. And of course, we want to, to the extent we can, we want to keep kids in school. So, you know, when you're the most sick, that's when you should, you know, stay home and avoid being around others until you're feeling better.
We're with Dr. Carol Fox, Chief Medical Officer, Independence Health System. I also just saw that the government is going to be providing free COVID tests. So that's really important that there's access for parents too.
Absolutely. And they're very easy to do. It only takes really 15 minutes plus or minus, and it's not particularly uncomfortable for your child. So it's important to test if you feel that you or your child or someone in your household has symptoms.
Doctor, so if you test positive these days and you're not feeling, you know, severe symptoms, What is the recommendation for people in terms of taking care of yourself?
You know, really, it's similar to what we would recommend for any type of cold or flu. You know, get good sleep, hydrate yourself, try to maintain good nutrition, and, you know, really just, you know, do a lot of really good hand washing, that type of thing. And if you're going to be around others who are at high risk, you might want to consider wearing a mask when you're around them, you know, for a few days after you're feeling better.
I know you're busy. Appreciate your time this morning, Doctor. Thank you. I will see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Carol Fox, Chief Medical Officer, Independence Health System, on the Big K Morning Show.